those are the categories that you can have. Distance, so distance to road, distance to linear features, that's going to be a continuous variable because it is by definition how far you are from something.
Yep.
Same with town size, you know, town centers. Then you can actually be over, you might actually be over houses in a really truly developed areas. So how you construct those covariates is basically how you ask the question.
Okay.
So the step selection function or some of these more sophisticated things that Joe did, that's a tool for answering questions. It's not an answer.
Okay.
People get excited about it. We write papers about it, but like it doesn't have to be that.
Okay.
And it's definitely harder for, if it's just me and masters, it's harder to build those big models. It's a bigger lift. So.
Okay. I feel better about that though. Like being able to use those to answer more interesting questions. I thought there was like tied to like this is how you have to use it, and that's all that can get out of it.
That's actually that's what most people do, and it isn't the only thing you can do with it. But you can ask those. You can structure those in ways that are quite sophisticated without having to build up extra modeling framework. Step selection models are incredibly flexible. That's how I would think about that question.
Okay. So within that, like, are you okay with doing like home ranges of like if they're close to towns or not, or then like if they're anywhere near modified landscapes in any way using like size and shape and influence of the home ranges, and then within those home ranges, how frequently or how often do they use like either linear features or like maybe farm fields?
That's a perfectly good way to do it.
Is that okay?
Absolutely. You could imagine doing the analysis just generally without respect to home range and doing it through this stepwise hierarchy, where you determine the home range and then work with the home range.
Is one like better than the other?
I don't think one's better than the other, but the hierarchical approach assume you actually have you're laying more assumptions on the system if you impose that home range before you fit the step selection function. Whereas,
okay.
You don't really have, if you're just doing step selection function, you don't, there's less assumptions imposing. I think there may or may not be implications to the inference that I'm not immediately seeing by assuming that primary and secondary step selection or whole resource selection function versus just doing step selection function without.
Defined area.
Okay.
But the beautiful thing about that is you can do it both ways.
And see.
Then you see which one makes the more sense. So.
Okay, cool. That makes me feel better. Okay, cool.
So, what's your first, you have the data? Right, okay. Are we going to do an MOU again? Eventually.
Abigail helps me put it into Shiny. And that's what I've just been doing is going through and looking at ones that are like, way.
Which town is it? Idaho Falls?
Yeah, this is Idaho Falls. But it's like, if you have this entire, you have all this area, and why did you, like, why is it, even if they're not using it directly, like, I just don't understand why.
Well, go zoom way in there. There might be a cliff or something.
See, like this does have like this is like a subdivision.
Can you look at the satellite?
No, not on this one.
So I don't know.
But then there's this one.
I mean, roads are a great resource. Because they make dead things.
412. This one is